We're doing Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Take it from the top. Amar Rav Yerim Ben Elazar, Neskalila Bavel, Neskalilu Shcheinah. When Bavel is cursed, its neighbors get cursed. This is part of the idea of, as Rashi points out, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinah. Woe unto the Rasha and woe unto his neighbors. So if Bavel's getting cursed, the neighbors get cursed as well. You know that famous story with the Ragged Shavan? Right? When he didn't like the Tosos, so he ripped it out of his Gemara. They said, but Rebbe, what about the Tosos on the other side? Okay, we can't do things like that. Niskala Shomron and Nisbarchu Shcheinaha. If Shomron is cursed, its neighbors are blessed. Niskala Bavel Niskala Shcheinaha. The idea that when Bavel is cursed, its neighbors are cursed, we know Dichsiv from the pasuk that says V'samtiel Lamorish Kapun V'Agme Mayim, that you're going to be in a state of wild birds and Agme Mayim, swamps of water. Niskala Shomron Nisbarchu Shcheinaha. We learn that when Shomron is cursed, its neighbors are blessed. Dichsiv from the pasuk that says V'samtiel that it's going to be a heap in the field, but its neighbors are going to be like planted vineyards. If a person sees massive groups of Jews, how many massive? Says Rashi, 600,000 Jews in one place. So imagine in the last Siyum HaShas, if you were there, times six, all in one place. It wasn't even 100,000. Okay. Omer, you should say, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Uchluse Avdei Kochavim. If you see massive groups of Avdei Kochavim, Omer, Bushay Machem. Tan Rabbanan, Haro Uchluse Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim. Why is they say Baruch Chacham Harazim? What's the great Chachma in numbers? Shein Daitam Dom Zelzevi and Bartzfeim Dom Zelzevi. That there are no two people who think alike and no two people who look exactly alike. So the variety within humanity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created is what warrants that bracha. In fact, the Maritz Chayis points out that the Medrash makes no such distinction between Jews and non-Jews as far as this bracha is concerned. The Medrash says, no, it's about humanity. When you see so many different human beings, you're seeing the variety of humanity. Benzoma ra'u uchlusa al gavmala barabais. Benzoma was standing on a high point of the Arabais, overlooking massive amounts of people. And Omar, he said, Baruch Chacham HaRazim, Baruch Shabaruch Aleilu L'Sham Sheini. That blessed is the Chacham HaRazim, who understands the secrets, what's in each and every person's heart. That's what's special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though there's so many different people, Hashem understands what motivates every single one of them. And he created all these people to serve me. Who are you, Omer? So he elaborated on that. What do you mean? All those people are to serve Ben Zoma? What does that mean? So he said as follows. Think about it this way. How did Adam Rishon make the first loaf of bread? How much work did he have to do till he made the first loaf of bread? So he had a lot to figure out, and then even once he figured it out, here's what he had to do. Charash, Vizara, Vikatsar, Viomar, Vidash, Vizara, Ubarar, Vitachan, Vihirkin, Velosh, Viafa. He had to plow, and he had to plant, and he had to harvest, and he had to pile, and he had to thresh, and he had to sift, and he had to sort, and he had to grind, and he had all these things till he finally baked bread. Then he finally ate it. Va'ani, you know how I get bread? I go on my Dunkin' Donuts app, I order on the go, by the time I get there, it's waiting for me. That's how I get my bread. Unbelievable. And how much effort did Adam Rishon have to put in till he had clothing to wear? Gazas, v'libein, v'nipetz, v'tava, v'arag. That he had to shear the wool and whiten it and untangle it and spin it and weave it. V'acharkach matza begad lilbosh. And then he had a begad to wear. V'ani mashkim motzi kolel muskar l'fana. You know how I get clothing? I open up my closet and it's there. Kol umnos shoktel subaos the pischei besi vani mashke motzi kalei lefanai. There are all these people doing all this hard work, and it's all there for me. It's all there. This is an industrialized society that you have people who are able to work on different things, so they're doing their thing, and I'm able to benefit from all the good things that they're doing. So I'm free to learn Torah. I'm free to engage in whatever scientific pursuits, the arts, and all the. That's how that's the godless of the industrial revolution. I think no. Who are your omer? What does a good guest say? How does a good guest react? Actually, before we get to that, main point number one is when you see masses of people, you say Chacham HaRazim, because Hashem understands each of them, even though they're all different. So now we're continuing with things Ben Zoma used to say. So one of the points of wisdom that Ben Zoma shared was, Reach tov mahu omer. What does a good guest say after he's enjoyed someone's hospitality? What he says is as follows. Kama tirchos tarach balabayis b'shvili. Look at all the trouble the balabayis went through for me. Kama basar evi lefanai, how much meat he brought for me. Kama yayin evi lefanai, how much wine he brought for me. Kama gluskolos evi lefanai, how much delicious cake and cookies he brought for me. V'kol masha tarach lo tarach al b'shvili. And all this trouble he went through was all for me. Avalareach Rama Hu Omer, what does a bad guest say? Matareach Tarch Balabayas, what was the big deal? What did the Balabayas do already? Pas achas achalti, I ate one piece of bread. Chaticha achas achalti, I ate one piece of meat. Kos echot shasisi, I drank one cup of wine. Kol tarech shetarch balabayis, lo tarech al b'shvil ishto ovanav. Most of the hard work that he did was for his own wife and children. I just, you know, what's one more once he's already having a meal for the entire family? No big deal. So al reach tov ma'u amr, what do we say about an reach tov? Zachru kitashki fa'alo ashasharu anashim. Al reach raksiv l'chein yir'uhu anashim, that people will fear him. So who's right? Is the reach tov or the reach ra right? So the answer is, they're both right. But it's a question of what your point of emphasis should be. Obviously the Baal Bayis was going to feed his entire family anyway, but he probably went a little bit out of his way to make it a nicer meal when you have guests, right? You eat the same way when you have a lot of families over, guests, company, and when it's just your family. Probably not exactly the same variety of food or whatever. So there's always a little more for the guest. V'ish b'mei shol zaken ba ba'anashim. Amar rava v'item rav zvid. Who is this ish? V'item rav oshia. Ze Yishai avi David. This is a reference to Yishai, the father of David. What do you know about Yishai, the father of David?
Never sinned.
How many people are in that group of people that never sinned? Four, exactly. Who are they?
Yishai, Binyamin, Amram.
You got it. 4 for 4. Nice. So, Yishai Avi, and where does it say that? Okay. The end of the first paragraph of Basra. So, Yishai Avi David, Sheyatsu Be'uchlusa, V'nichnas Be'uchlusa, that he would go with a massive entourage, and he would come back with a massive entourage of people, V'darish Be'uchlusa, when he would darish, and the masses would come. Amar Lula Nikitina Ne'uchlusa Bavel. Now, we know that there's no such massive gatherings in Bavel. Tana Ne'uchlusa Be'uchlusa Meshisham Riba. Ne'uchlusa means at least 600,000 people, so that is quite a massive gathering. So, main point number two, a good guest emphasizes that everything was done for him, whereas a bad guest assumes everything would have been done anyway. Tana Rabban, we have a braisa. Haroa Chachme Yisrael. If you see wise men of the Jewish people, Omer, Baruch Shechalak Mechachmasa Lireya, that Hashem has divided off some of his Chachma for those who fear him. Still say that, bracha? If you see a great chacham, that's a question. Probably we should. Rav Shechta said that when he was in Rav Salvechik Shir after the summer, when they'd come back to yeshiva, the first day of Shir, he hadn't seen Rav Salvechik in over 30 days. He would say the bracha every year. Shem Malchus. First day of Shir. Pretty good. You have to think pretty highly of your Rebbe to say that bracha the first day of yeshiva. It's a good way to get in the good graces of your Rebbe next year. Come in the first day and say a bracha. So you hold you have to say a bracha. Okay. Don't say a bracha levatal, though. Be careful. Chachmei ovdei chavim omer. Baruch shenasan mechachmasal b'riyosav. If you see chachmei ovdei chavim, you should say baruch shenasan mechachmasal b'riyosav. It's a little different. It's not shechalak, it's shenasan. It's a different type of chachma. It's not like portioned off from God. It's sort of given out by God. Haroah malchei Yisrael omer baruch shechalak mikvod alirev. If you see Jewish kings, you say that Hashem has portioned off some of his honor for those who fear him. Malchei ovdei kuchavim omer. If you see non-Jewish kings, you say Baruch Shenasan Mikvod Olibriosav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, see if this sounds familiar. Lo Mishad Lo Lamlodes Lukras Malchay Sol. Person should always make an effort to go see Jewish kings. Lo Lukras Malchay Sol Bavad Elafil Lukras Malchay of the Chavim. Not only to see Jewish kings, even to see non-Jewish kings. Shem Yiska Yaftan Bin Malchay Sol Malchay of the Chavim. If he merits, he's going to be able to one day see the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. We had that twice in this Masechta. Once, anyone remember the context? Once when we were talking about Kovenar Brios and how they were medalgin ayinu al gavei aronos, we used to jump over Kohanim, jumping over coffins in order to go greet a melech, and not just Malchay Yisrael, even Malchay Umazolam. And then... Good. Someone who's Somech Ula L'Tfila is not going to have Peronis that happened. But I was called to the king. Oh, you're lucky you're called to the king. It's a great thing. Very good. That's tough test. Rav Sheshes Saginar Hava. Rav Sheshes was a blind man. Everyone was going to greet the king. So he joined along in the group. Rav Sheshes Ashkeut Stuki. So he ran into a certain Stuki. He says, I don't understand. I understand why the normal full working jugs will be brought to the river to fill up with water. But why would you bring a broken jug to the river? It's not going to fill up with any water. What he's trying to say is, I understand why all of us with sight will go to see the king. But you're blind. What are you going to see the king for? You're not going to see anything. So Shesh says, oh, you'll see. I know better than you. Chalav Gunda Kamaisa, the first troops of people that came in front of the king, the beginning of the motorcade, came by. Kika Avshu, when it got really noisy, Amalei Ahud Stuki, the Stuki said, awesome, Malka, the king is coming. Amalei Rav Sheshes Loka Asi, Rav Sheshes says, no, he's not. Chalav Gunda Tinyana, a second group came by. Kika Avshu, when it got really noisy, Amalei Ahud Stuki, Hashtag Asi Malka, oh, now the king must be coming, the Stuki said. Amalei Rav Sheshes Loka Asi Malka, the king's not coming now. Chalav Tulisai, a third group comes by. Kika Shaska, when it got really quiet. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Vadai, Hashta Asi Malka. Ah. Now is when the king is coming. Amalei Utstuki Minalachad. Stuki said, how did you know that? Amalei de Malchusa da Arakeh and Malchusa de Rukia. Because the Malchus down here mimics the Malchus up in Shemayim. Dechsiv, and the Pasuk says about the Malchus in Shemayim, Seva Madta Bahar Lifnei Hashem. Vine Hashem Over. Hashem passes by. Viruach Gedol of Chazak Mefarik Harim Meshaber Islam. And a massive tornado-like wind that breaks rocks is going to come by. Lifnei Hashem in front of God. Lo Biruach Hashem. God is not in that wind. Vachra ruach rash, and after that ruach is going to be like an earthquake. Lo barash Hashem, Hashem is not in that rash. Vachra rash eish, and then it's going to be fire. Lo ba'esh Hashem, Hashem is not in that fire. Vachra eish, kol d'mama daka. After the fire is a soft voice. That soft voice, that's where Hashem is. I don't know. Kiyasa malcha pasach, where is it from? Where is it from? I don't know, I'm not sure. When the king came, so Rav Sheshes said a bracha, because you say a bracha when you see a king. He says, I don't understand. You don't even see the guy, and you're saying a bracha? What happened to that stuki at the end of the day? Either people poked out his eyes and he was punished by becoming blind himself. And others say that Rav Sheshes gave him a look and turned him into a pile of bone by giving him a nasty look. You have a few places in Shas where someone looked at somebody and turned them into a gal shel atzamos, a pile of bones. Normally, the Mefarshim explain, I think the Marsha in Bava Basra, where it comes up, talks in the fifth paragraph of Bava Basra, talks about how gal shel atzamos represents someone who is unable to see anything beneath the surface. Because what is a human body when you just look at the physical thing that you see? It's a pile of bones and blood and skin and whatever. But that's not what makes us us. What makes us is our neshama, our personality, our right? But you don't see that part. So someone who has no perspective, he doesn't see anything beyond what's there. Why would a blind man come? Blind man can't have any havana. He doesn't even understand how a person could have a havana of what's beneath the surface. He turns into a gal shel atzamos. Main point number three, Rav Sheshes went to say a bracha on a king, even though he was blind, and he accurately predicted the king's arrival. Now, another amazing story. Rav Shila Nagde Lehu Gavra de Bal Mitzvahs. Rav Shila gave Malkus to a certain guy who slept with an Egyptian woman. Azal Achal Bekortzi Bemalkus. So the guy went to go tell the Melech that this guy, this Jew, is beating me up for doing nothing wrong, nothing illegal. Amar Ika Chad Gavra Beyudai de Kadayin Dina below Herman de Malka. So he said, you should know that he told the king, you should know there's a Jew that's going around taking the law into his own hands, and he's not authorized, he's not licensed, and he's acting like a judge and the jury and the executioner. Shadra le Pristika. So they subpoenaed him to come to the king. Kiyas Amrile. So when they came, the king said to him, my time is to say lie. What did you do? Why did you do that to this guy? Why did you punish this guy? Amrilu Dabal Hamras. He said, why did I punish this guy? It was bestiality. He was sleeping with a donkey. Amrile Islach Sadi. Really? Do you have witnesses that he was with a donkey? Amalu, in absolutely, I have witnesses. Asa Eliyahu Inish Va'asid Eliyahu. Navi came, and disguised as a regular human being and testified that the man slept with a donkey. Amalei ihachi barktalu. The king says, I'm glad you caught this guy. He deserves to be put to death for sleeping with a donkey. Amalu anan miyom edgalin meyar and lesson reshus lemiktal. So he said, look, I would love to, Rav Shila said, but you know, since we are in Galus and we don't have a base of Mikdash, we're not allowed to execute people anymore. Atun maidabiz and avidabe. But you know, you guys can do whatever you want. So you want to execute him, because enjoy, execute him. While he was looking into the din of this guy, so Pasuk, while the king was looking into what to do with this guy, Pasuk Rabbi Shila had some time, so what does a rabbi do when he has some extra time? He learns Torah, so he started learning. V'amar, he said, L'cha Hashem Agdula V'agvura. He started darshaning the Pasuk. So Amalei, my comrade, they said, hey, what are you saying? Amalu, he said, Hachika Amina. What I'm saying is, B'rich Rachmana Diav Malchusa Ba'ara Kein Malchusa Derikia. Blessed is Hashem that he's allowed the Malchus down here on earth to mimic the Malchus in Shemayim. V'yav L'chus Shultan V'rach Medina. And he's given us such a government that has that values justice so much. Amru Chaviva Le'yakrut Malchusa Kulei Hai. So the king was very impressed. You love and respect the Malchus so much that you compare our Malchus to the Malchus in the Shemayim. Yavile Kulfa Amrle Don Dina. He gave him a rod and he said, I hereby deputize you. You are now an official judge and you can do whatever you want. You're the judge. You can issue justice. So when he was leaving, when Rav Shila was leaving, the guy who he had said about him that he had slept with a chamar said, how could God do miracles like this for someone who tells lies? I didn't sleep with a chamar. I slept with a Mitzri woman. It's an entirely different thing. How could Hashem do miracles for a liar? Russia, lav chamri yikru. Why, you don't think that Egyptians are called donkeys? Dichsiv pasuk says asher b'sar chamorim b'saram, that their flesh is like the flesh of donkeys. So I didn't lie. Chazit kasal meimelit kurin chamri. So you saw what was going to happen. Rav Shila saw that the guy turned right around and was about to go tell the king that Rav Shila referred to all of them as donkeys, and that was going to get Rav Shila in a lot of trouble. Amar, hi Rodefus. Rav Shila right away said, this guy is a Rodef. He's out to kill me. Because if he tells the king that I just called all the Egyptians Chamorim, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get killed. Vatorah, Amar, what does the Torah say if someone's trying to kill you? Imbala hargecha, hashkem largo. Kill him before he kills you. So Machiv Kulfa Vikatle, he took his newly minted rod that he just got from the king, whacked the guy in the head and killed him. Amar Holvis Avadli Nisa Bahaikra Darshinale. He says, you know, since a miracle just happened to me with this pasuk, I'm going to darshin this pasuk. L'cha Hashem Agdula Zumay Sabreshis. That part of that phrase refers to my Sabreshis. Chenu Omar Sagadol Sarin Chaker. Vahagvura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shemar Vahay Sol Siyad Agdola. Vatif Erez Zu Chamalavana. That's a reference to the sun and the moon. Shamdullah Li Yeshua, which stood in place for Yeshua. Shemar Vidom Hashemesh Vyarei Chamad. Vanetzach Zuma Plus Shal Romi. That's a reference to the downfall of Rome. V'chein Omer V'yaz Nitzcham Al-Bagadai. V'ahod Zuma Chamas Nachle Arnon. That's a reference to the Melchama of Nachle Arnon. Shnemer Al-Kein Yomer B'Sef Melchamas Hashem Esvei B'Sufa. Ki Kol B'Shamayim V'Aretz Zuma Chamas Sisra. That's a reference to the war with Sisra. Shnemer Min Shamayim Nilchumu HaKochav V'Mim Silosam. L'cha Hashem Amamlacha Zuma Chamas Amalek. When we say that God has his kingdom, that's a reference to the war with Amalek, where we ultimately defeat Amalek. Chenu Omer, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. Because the pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. You know what we darshan from that pasuk? That until Amalek is destroyed, the kisei of Hashem is not complete. That's what we darshan, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. Hashem's throne, Hashem's malchus, is only complete when Amalek is gone. Vahamisnase Zumal Chemes Gog Magog. That's a reference to the war of Gog Magog at the end of days. V'cheinu Omer, Hinei Elecha Gog Nasi Rosh Mashal V'Sovel. L'chol L'Rosh, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan. What does L'chol L'Rosh mean? Teaches us, Afilu Reish Gargisa Min Shemaya Manulei. Anyone who's in charge of anything, even if you're the head ditch digger, that's enough to be considered a position of authority that can only happen if you got the seal of approval min hashamayim. Anyone who's in charge of anything, it has to come from on high. V'masis tani b'shved Rabbi Kiva l'cha Hashem Agdula, and the Brisa says name Rabbi Kiva l'cha Hashem Agdula teaches us zukrias yamsuf. The Gedula is a reference to kriyas yamsuf. V'agvura zumakas pechoros. V'atif eres zumatan Torah. V'hanetzach zu Yerushalayim. V'ahod zu Beis HaMikdash. So last two main points. The story of Rabbi Shila killing the guy who was Boel HaMitzris. The story of Rabbi Shila killing a guy who was Boel HaMitzris. And finally, two different ways to darshan, L'cha Hashem, HaGedula, V'HaGevura.